Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. It's been exciting around this old desk. I got a phone call, I believe it was yesterday, from Chris Noses Gun, this Indian boy. And he's so excited about serving Jesus. I've known him for several years. He's gone through Northwest Indian Bible School, and then he went to work for them. And he just took care of it. They've got a little herd of cows. They raise their own beef and sell a little on the side as they can because there's some grazing land there on their piece of property. And they needed someone to take care of it. And Chris, down through the last several years, has been the one that made that thing go. And he took care of them. But he's been hungry to get into the work of the Lord and out in the field reaching Indians. And he shared his burden with me. And I said, well, God will open the doors and God will make a way, but God is using you. And it's wonderful what you've been doing. Don't discredit the importance of it. And I understood, but he's a gifted young boy, and he's dedicated. He's got it, neighbor. He's met the master. And so I look back again, and I've shared it again and again, but it's worth repeating. I met his old grandpa up there at Lame Deer, Montana, on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation, east of Crow Reservation, south of Billings there. And, I'll tell you, I heard about this Indian man by the name of Sylvester Noses Gun. And I looked him up, and he had a little old church building and a few Indians. And he was a very humble old Indian. And I said, "Do you, Reverend Noses Gun?" He said, "Well, I don't know if I'm a reverend or not, but I'm a preacher." And I laughed at that, but he was humble. He didn't sell him and push himself. And I learned his story. And I've learned more of it from his son, Sylvester Noses Gun, who's now a gospel worker and pastoring in a little group of Indians and doing evangelistic work out of Crow Agency over there. It's where he's headquartered. And now his grandson, Sylvester Noses Gun's son, Chris, and he's the one we're talking about. And so that old grandpa over there, when I met him, said, I'm not too good a preacher, but I do the best I can. And he struggled along, and he was so thankful for the food and the clothes and the Bibles that we gave him. And his gratitude was it was refreshing to stop there and worship with that old Indian preacher. And he told me that his family fought him and thought, they said, "You're not a preacher." "Well, I can tell them about Jesus, and there's nobody else, and I feel God wants me to do it." And so I learned the whole story. The man that started that work was another Indian preacher, but he had died, but he had the gift of ministry, and he could preach sermons, and he could present the truth. He was at ease with it. And he got quite a little group. And that's where Sylvester Noses Gun, old grandpa, he got saved under that preacher. And down through the years, that preacher died, and they were without a preacher. And in prayer, God put the burden on Sylvester Noses Gun. and he struggled along, and oh, he had a few, and we helped him. But then God heard his cry, and that work began to grow, and they had I did a little preaching over there, and I wasn't the evangelist that God used to bring the gully washer, but they got a preacher in there, and he preached, and we did all we could with food and clothing and stuff to help them, and I went back over there after it was over, and that old Indian was jubilant. They had had an outpouring from heaven. And he said, "Don, you don't know how the devil fought me. My family said, 'You're not a preacher. You ought to quit and get to work.' And he said, 'The devil fought me and the tribe fought me.' But I said, 'No, God put me here until he sends somebody else. I'll do the best I can.' And so it was. And he said, 'Now we have what you white men call a breaking through.' And they baptized 25 Indians in the creek that Sunday afternoon. Praise God. So out of that came Sylvester Jr. And out of that preacher that God has used, and he's one of the men that we believe in and we're helping and want to help more. But his grandson phoned me yesterday or day before, and he was all excited about, he feels God wants him to do more, get into the actual missionary work out there. And he said, "I don't know how, but I'm going to take a job fighting fire." That's about the only job some of those Indians can get out there. It pays well, and it's dangerous, and it's hard and dirty work, but they're glad for the employment and the money. About the biggest paying job they can get, anybody can find out there for an Indian. And he said, "I'll fight fire, and then I'm going to hire out to an outfit that trains people to be truck drivers." And he said, it'll cost me some money, but and they told me if I'd work for them a year, they'd refund the cost of the training. I believe it's $500 or something like that. And I don't know what God's up to. Is God getting another truck driver ready for First Nation Ministries? I don't know. You just pray about it. We won't try to bring it to pass. We won't try to arrange it. But we know enough to let God work. And he don't need us trying to bring it to pass. But I encouraged that boy, and I told him about a little old book I've got. It's called The Checkbook of the Bank of Faith by the C.H. Spurgeon, one of the greatest soul winners of the modern day. And he's dead and gone now. It's been years. But he wrote that daily devotional book, and it's been such a blessing on my life. And I've passed it out and given it to so many people, and it's been such a blessing. And it's out of print. But I found a place that had some, and I bought all they had, and I passed them out, and I promised Chris Knows His Gun I'd send him a copy, and when my poor old tired mind, I'd given them all away already. And I felt so bad about it, and I didn't know what to do. My daughter, she knows all about this computer business, and she got on there, and she started punching things around, and pretty soon she found out she buys books that are no longer in print, and she's interested in that, and found some treasures. And she said, "Maybe I can find one." And that outfit is on the computer. She found several of them. The cheapest one was $7.95 and went up to $15, but there's just a few of them. And we bought one. It's coming from Australia. And so Chris Knows His Gun is going to have his checkbook of faith. Neighbor, if you haven't got it, if you ever see one, well, you grab it and you'll get into it. You'll love it. I read it every day and have for years. I've been through it a number of times, but What a blessing it is to have a devotional book from a soul winner like Charles Spurgeon. And so it is. And now we've got these Indian people. And I'll tell you, we don't go out there to try to convince them that there is a God. They know there's a God. I said, with white people that are fighting a battle whether there's really a God or whether evolution, I feel sorry for those that are fighting that, and it is a real battle, and I'm not disparaging them at all, but I'll tell you, I'd advise you to get into the Word and read the Word of God and see what you feel in your heart and put it to a test. Neighbor, if you're fighting some battles of doubt, whether there's a God or whether there's a heaven or hell or whether there's anything to this Bible, get into it and open your heart and say, Lord, show me. And if you are really hungry to find the truth, you will find the truth, because blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. If you want to be all you can be, you need God. And that's the secret.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. The ministry also has another need, help with our operating expenses, including radio airtime. Radio has proven to be an excellent way to share our message, and yet there is a cost involved, and it can add up rather quickly. And that's why we ask you, our committed listener, to help us with our radio expenses. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.